As promised, we bring you the PM Surprise General Election 2017. Chris Mason, Desk of Election News with Chris Mason. Tonight with Chris Mason.
To Central London first in a speech from UKIP leader Paul Nuttall, indulging in a spot of anatomical imagery.
UKIP goes into this snap election determined to hold the government's feet to the fire on Brexit. We will act as the government's backbone in these negotiations.
But it wasn't just UKIP Twister.
Now, naturally, the question I get asked most by journalists, by you guys, is what is the point of UKIP after Brexit?
And in answering his own question, the metaphors were more military than bodily.
I believe we have to see this through to the end. We are only halfway through the war. It is a job half done. We must continue the fight. Therefore, UKIP will be fielding candidates all over the country at this election.
Meanwhile, one member of the cabinet has ventured into enemy territory.
I'm from Yorkshire, brought my passport. Okay, it got here.
David Davis is a Conservative, a Brexit secretary, a tyke, and in Lancashire.
A very large number of people in the North West voted Leave, like every constituency, actually, and I aim to give them what they voted for in the best possible way.
He was at a factory in Pendle that manufactures, I'm told, the bits and bobs that help planes make that whoosh sound and slow down when you land. Anyway, Pendle was once a Labour seat, now a Conservative seat. Talking what he hopes to secure on Brexit, Mr Davis also sought to reassure Remain voters.
This will be designed to serve the entire community, to get economic growth, to protect our trade, to open up opportunities for new trade. It's designed to help everybody.
Now, as we've been hearing, the UK economy grew by 0.3% at the start of the year, the slowest growth rate since the first 3 months of last year. Outside the Treasury, the Chancellor said,
Britain's economy is forecast to grow at 2% this year. Employment is at record highs and it's set to go higher still. The British economy is resilient.
And outside Preston Railway Station, the Shadow Chancellor said,
well, it's shocking because it comes on top of the figures around inflation going up and earnings stagnating. I think it's really worrying for the average household in our country now.
And talking of Labour, my colleague Ian Watson's a regular journalistic jogger around their park. Right now, his lycra is donned, he's limbering up. He's on next with some stuff worth listening to about who's likely to be sitting on the green benches for them before long. Anyway, on those economic figures, Lib Dem Vince Cable said,
the figures are ominous and they do suggest that the way the British economy has been kept afloat since the Brexit vote, with a lot of consumer spending supported by credit, high house prices, that this is not really sustainable.
The Prime Minister has been in the constituency of Buckingham today, channeling the vapours. OK, so she was at her country pad, Chequers, turning Japanese with her opposite number from Tokyo, Shinzo Abe.
The United Kingdom's relationship with Japan is vital to our prosperity and security.
Now, if your dial ever twitches towards six music, you'll know that Sean Keaveney often talks earworms, those bits of music that get stuck in your head. As a public service, this next section comes courtesy of a Tom Freeman on Twitter. Hello, he writes, I'd like to ruin your day by pointing out that strong and stable leadership, that Conservative mantra robotically delivered ad nauseam, fits the tune of
all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
So, here is the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, as choir boy to rigorously test the hypothesis.
That's why we need strong and stable leadership.
Have a good weekend.
Some you win, some you lose.